Last week, the plane carrying the Michigan men's basketball team aborted a takeoff, crashing through a chain-link fence before coming to a stop. It was a scary moment, to say the least, followed by tremendous leadership from Coach John Beilein and his players. The result? Michigan's first Big Ten tournament title in 19 years. Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon has the story.
The Michigan men's basketball team just finished one of the craziest seasons in program history. After a sluggish start, the Wolverines were in danger of not only missing the NCAA tournament, but even the second-rate National Invitational Tournament. When Michigan dropped three of its first four Big Ten games in January, senior captain Derek Walton Jr. called a players-only meeting, telling his teammates that if they did not start playing serious basketball now, it would be too late. They dug in on defense, and their offense caught fire, led by Walton. When these Wolverines are good, they're great, giving seven teams their worst loss of the season, including Michigan State, Purdue, and Wisconsin. They finished the regular season by winning six of their last eight. But all that was only good enough for a lowly eighth seed in the Big Ten tournament out of 14 teams. They'd have to win four games in 4 days, a tall order, which is why no team seeded that low has ever done it. But a far scarier scenario unfolded shortly after the team plane headed down the runway last Wednesday. Facing 60-mile-per-hour winds, the pilots soon realized that taking off would be risky and slammed on the brakes. The plane ran through the runway, crashed through a chain-link fence, rolled through a ditch, snapping off the landing gear, and finally settled to a stop in a grass field just short of a ravine. The plane was damaged, and Walton took a few stitches in his thigh. But they were lucky, and they knew it. And this is when John Beilein separated himself from most coaches. Like a sea captain, he took charge, telling his players to call their parents, then helping everyone else off the plane before he got out last. The problem was, Michigan was scheduled to play its first tournament game the next day in Washington, D.C. at 12:20. According to beat writer Brendan Quinn, when the league refused to move Michigan's game back, Beilein told his team, "We have two choices, and I'm with you either way. The first choice? They could wake up in the wee hours the next morning to hop on another plane at 7:30, then dash through D.C. traffic to the arena. Or they could forfeit the game, and Beilein meant it. There are more important things than a basketball game." The players voted to play. Despite the pre-dawn wake-up call and their early flight time, they got caught in D.C.'s legendary traffic and barely made it to the arena in time for tip-off. They took the court wearing their practice uniforms because their game uniforms were still trapped under the plane. And they blew out Illinois 75-55. The next day, they faced Big Ten champion Purdue and beat them in overtime 74-70. Then they beat a strong Minnesota team and Big Ten runner-up Wisconsin to win the Big Ten tournament title, the lowest-seeded team ever to win it, and the first time for the Wolverines in 19 years. In the last 2 months of the regular season, the Wolverines had become a much better team. But in the tournament, they became an inspired team, playing with the kind of energy, confidence, and joy that players have who know what they're doing, know they know what they're doing, and are having a blast doing it together. Watching the players on the bench celebrate the starters' best plays was almost as much fun as watching the players on the court make those plays. "They really deserve it," Beilein said. "They're going to tell their grandkids about those 5 days." The NCAA rewarded Michigan with a tough seventh seed. But after everything else this team has already been through, maybe that's not so tough after all.